Hello, and welcome to a special episode of ASUG Talks. My name is Jim Lichtenwalter, and I'm the content manager at ASUG and the host of ASUG Talks. ASUG volunteers are the lifeblood of our organization, making so much of ASUG's mission a reality. As National Volunteer Week comes to an end, I am joined by three of ASUG's incredible volunteers: Linda Dietzel, Director of IT for Supply Chain and Manufacturing at the Hershey Company; Travis Noll, Managing Partner of IT and ERP Consulting and Recruitment at Ascend; and Vince Barber, Senior SAP Basis / Oracle DBA Support Consultant at Sorella. All right, thank you all so much for being here. To kick things off, can you tell us about your current ASUG volunteer role and how you first got started in ASUG? Travis, let's go ahead and start with you.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Happy to be here. So I'm part of the Southern California chapter, been a volunteer with them for a couple of years now. Recently was given the opportunity to be the lead, which is exciting and cool. I have been going to ASUG events for, 15 years, more than that, actually. And so, yeah, I had actually been trying to volunteer with the Southern California chapter for a long time. There hadn't been an opening, and I just really wanted to give back and try to continue to build on what others have done. I mean, it's been so wonderful for me, so I just wanted to do my part.
Was there an initial event or something? Or I'm just curious sort of what your first entry point was. Was it a chapter meeting? Was it a community? Would love to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was a chapter meeting when I first got in working in the SAP ecosystem back in 2008. Started going to ASUG events and would attend two to three of the Southern California ones every year. And yeah, just loved everything about it. And, you know, I think we can kind of go into that more during the talk.
Linda, let's go to you. Tell us a little bit about how you're involved in ASUG, and much like Travis, what was your first entry point and how you first got started?
Okay, yeah, like Travis, thanks for having us here to talk about this. So my current role is that I am the education pillar lead for the S4 community. So it's a living and breathing community, and we're changing and we're growing and, you know, adapting to the needs of how S4 is actually growing. So in that role, I'm kind of responsible for helping to work with the different communities underneath it to develop education content and what we're going to have for our webcast or, you know, during the month, during the year. It's new, right? So it's new learnings. I started in the chapter, which is very different organizing a chapter event, and I think maybe we'll touch on some of that in our dialogue. So it's organizing community events is that are more virtual versus the chapter events now that are still, you can actually be in person now, you know, bring some challenges there. How I got engaged, I feel like I'm an old timer between my work job and my volunteer job. I've been with ASUG as a volunteer, I'm going to go out on a limb and say 23 years. I started, yay, Travis. I got involved because we were rolling out SAP plant maintenance back in 2001, and we'd never done it before. And I don't even honestly know how I got hooked up to say, hey, there was an ASUG event. I have no idea, but there was an awesome ASUG plant maintenance conference, I want to say, in Arizona. Who doesn't want to go to Arizona? So I convinced leadership to have one of my coworkers and myself go, and I was hooked. So when I got there, it was amazing. It was amazing of everything that I learned, because we hadn't really gone down the path of picking an implementation partner yet, of really understanding what we needed, and it was the best free consultant services I ever could have gotten. So that's how I kind of got engaged, and after that, I somehow got connected with the Philadelphia chapter, and then from there, it's history. I got roped in to joining the team, and then shortly thereafter, the leader left, and I ended up you know, going from not having a clue what I was doing to then leading the Philadelphia chapter. So that's how my journey with ASUG started.
I'm excited to talk to you about sort of, you've been in both the chapters and the communities. We're going to put a pin in that, though. I got to say, a ringing endorsement for ASUG, the best free consultancy service you've ever gotten. Love hearing that as an ASUG employee. Thank you. But yeah, so I guess my question sort of off of that is, when you are planning one of these communities as opposed to a chapter, what sort of, are you bringing your own expertise? How do you go about planning that content a little bit?
I do bring my own expertise, but I also know the community. So because I have the background in the in like overarching supply chain for S4, I have hands in a little bit. So I take what I know, and then I kind of reach out to the team members that I think can help me. But it's really trying to stay on top of what the community is looking for, which isn't always easy. But we're just trying to stay on top of that. I do think, I'm going to give you another plug, because I do think that the survey that was recently released that was done from ASUG probably had some of the best results and true data that I feel that we could pull from to help us plan that content for community. So I think that's helped us.
Thank you for the ringing endorsement. For those keeping score at home, that is the 2024 ASUG Pulse of the SAP Customer Research. We put it out every year. It covers a wide variety of attitudes and thoughts from our membership. And I agree with you, Linda. It is a great resource each year. You can find it on ASUG.com and download the full report if you are a member. Vince, let's go to you. Tell me a little bit about your ASUG origin story and what you currently do right now as an ASUG volunteer.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. And like Travis and Linda, thank you for this opportunity to get to talk to our other brethren and members throughout the ASUG community. Currently, I'm the chair of the ASUG Kentucky chapter. I started out on my SAP journey probably back in the late 1990s when my company installed SAP. And then throughout the early 2000s, I would go to an occasional ASUG Kentucky chapter meeting. But it came to a head more about 2015. Our companies were separating. So the question came from our CIO to our SAP account manager. And the account manager said to her question of, well, what can we be doing more of? And his recommendation was to get involved. So I took that to heart with my boss's approval and started attending more of the ASUG chapter meetings for Kentucky. I got to know the guys there quite a bit. And then lo and behold, in 2015, they had an opening. I applied for it, was accepted, became the vice chair of the ASUG Kentucky chapter through about 2020. Then the chair decided to retire in 2020. Then I became the chair after that. So the best thing we do is along the lines of the free education. That's what we always say. Even though our member companies pay for this, we still sell it so we can try and get more attendance and attract. It's free education, and I appreciate the development of the ongoing content, because in the early days, those mid 2015, it was hard to get content because the content really was just, well, what is your company doing? What is your company doing? What do you want to hear? Now we have a better way to plug in to the content for our members. So that's the best thing. And that's my journey.
I completely agree, Vince. I think one of the great things that I hear consistently from both ASUG members and volunteers is that being connected with customer stories, whether they're at conferences or events or chapter meetings, or I work on the editorial team, we write a lot of those customer stories about a wide variety of organizations and how they approach different SAP topics. I hear often that that's sort of the biggest benefit that a lot of people see. Vince, you know, you've been both the vice chair and the chair of the Kentucky chapter. What would you say is sort of the favorite piece of content that you've seen come through the Kentucky chapter, if you could put your finger on it? I know that's like asking you to sort of choose one of your favorite children, but I'd love to hear maybe a particular core memory you have.
A core memory? Well, probably one of the best ones, not only just from the Kentucky chapter, but it was actually at the annual volunteer meeting, where one of my own leadership team, he was having a particular SAP finance issue. We talked about it over breakfast that one morning, and I told him, I said, I guarantee that I can find somebody here at our annual meeting to help you figure out this finance problem, and you'll go back over the weekend, you'll be a hero to your boss that you've got this resolved. So by that evening, I had found a resource to help him, and they got their laptops together, they walked through it, and they were done in 30 minutes. And he was a hero to his boss when he got back after the weekend. So that is still more about connecting the networking of our group and knowing the expertise that's there. And that's why sometimes we try to do as many, just kind of a round table. You know, bring your questions, bring your problems. And hopefully somebody in our community, whether it's the ASUG Kentucky community or one of our other 37 chapters, that can help resolve their problem. And that's what it's about.
That is another great ringing endorsement. I feel like we should change ASUG's sort of our caption to be a hero to your boss. I'll pitch Jeff Scott on that and see what he thinks.
Yeah, I like that.
No promises, though, Vince. That's a great pivot, though, to sort of the next topic I wanted to talk about. I'd love to hear a little bit about the value, much like Vince was talking about, of networking with fellow SAP practitioners. Linda, if you don't mind, why don't we start with you about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's how I started off, right? So the value to me and continues to be to me is you are with a group of people, and everyone thinks their issue is special. It's not special, right? Everyone's got the same issues. So, you know, so now you, to me, it's awesome that you could just be with partners there and have those conversations. And you not only network to solve a problem, but, you know, you network to make friends. Like, you know, you know, I've known ASUG, you know, peers for years now, right? And so they become kind of friends versus, you know, just someone that you might just, you know, oh, hi. But the networking happens. I love the face-to-face. So to me, that is the best, right? And that's why I think you have much better networking opportunities whenever you attend a face-to-face event. When you do your virtuals, it is more difficult because, you know, not everyone's on camera, but, you know, I try and always promote, be on camera, put the face to the name, and then, you know, when you ask your questions, you should always be there. But it's just, you know, like I said, it's the best free consultancy you're ever going to get, right? It's honestly, it truly is. And I'd probably go out on a limb and say that it probably hasn't gotten people opportunities that they wouldn't have had they not networked with a fellow ASUG member.
Do you have an example of that that you would mind sharing, or have you seen it in your own career a little bit?
Well, definitely. So for me, you know, okay, when I started at the Philadelphia chapter, I didn't know anything about anything, right? I did not have a comfort level being up in front of people, and the Philadelphia chapter was pretty large. So when you're at SAP headquarters and you're in front speaking to the auditorium where it's, you know, going outward, it's like, whew, okay. So you like breathe deep, but it helps you to learn. But I also think that, and I don't want to disclose, I don't want to get people in trouble, but like if you're an ASUG member and you're networking with another ASUG member's company, you might have growth opportunities by moving positions, you know, from that area also. So I think it could help you not only develop if you're a volunteer or a member inside, but then it could give you growth opportunities for your career also outside.
Completely agree. You know, I'm glad that you touched on the interpersonal aspect of what we do with ASUG volunteers in a lot of our chapter meetings and communities when we can have them in person. I know, Jeff, when I was here at ASUG when COVID happened, and so I watched us sort of navigate that. And I know that since we've come out of it, and Jeff said at the volunteer meeting a couple months ago, that it has been so great to get back in the same room and actually face-to-face network with people. Because Linda, as you said, there's nothing worse than logging into a meeting and seeing a bunch of silhouettes and you're
on
camera. You're like, oh no. So.
And that drives me crazy, right? It's
like,
just go on video, please.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I will stay on camera even if I'm the only one, just because I'm like, we got a network. We got to, like, see each other face to face. Anyway, that's the diatribe we can go further into some other time. Travis, same question to you. You know, what would you say for you has been the value of networking via ASUG volunteering?
Yeah. To not be redundant, everything Linda said, and then I'd also like to emphasize the consistency. You really get the best value out of it if you consistently go, because you should be consistently seen and meeting with a lot of the same people. That's where those stronger, deeper relationships grow and foster from, like Linda said. And also, I oftentimes see a lot of the help people get be like second degree. For example, let's say Vince and I are chatting about something, maybe an issue he's having. You know, I can't help, but I remember chatting with Linda. She had a similar problem, you know, or a similar situation years ago. And so I asked Linda, Linda and Vince get to chat, you know, maybe Linda doesn't know exactly, but she has a member on her team. I mean, the network benefit is really kind of exponential from that standpoint.
I completely agree. I think what I love about this group of three that we have right here is that you all have a wide variety of experience, not only in the SAP ecosystem, but obviously in the ASUG ecosystem, as we covered at the beginning of the podcast, and have done a few different things as ASUG volunteers. I'd love to have a more of an open dialogue about what are some of the differences that you all have seen when it comes to programming chapters versus communities, but then also small and large events, just because I know that we have a wide variety here of what you all attend.
The Kentucky chapter is considered a small chapter, meaning we have, you know, 45 to 50 in attendance. So our needs are completely different than, say, the Georgia chapter or the Dallas-Fort Worth chapter or the Philly chapter that have several hundred in attendance. So most of the time, we really don't do a tract. So that doesn't really work for us during a regular chapter meeting. So we just try and hit the topics that we feel can make our members get more value out of their SAP purchase. And I will have to say, I'll give a plug to Kristen Scheffler and Mr. Verniel, that their topic hits home to a lot of members if they've not heard it, that, you mean that's already included in my SAP license and I don't know how to use it yet, but you're going to tell me how to. That is the biggest thing, is people don't know what they have that they purchased, because people that come to the meetings, they're probably not going to be your IT managers, executives. It's going to be the people that are in the trenches. And that, to me, is what we're there for from the Kentucky chapter, is to help those people in the trenches get through an issue, a go live, like you're going through, Linda. You need, as they say, it takes a village to run an SAP system, because it touches everything. It takes control basically of your company and all the people working on SAP. They know it's very important to the bottom line. You know, how do we make sure we have a good closeout? How can we narrow that closeout window, that financial closeout window, from 7 days down to 5 days, down to three, to maybe even one? Once you get to S/4HANA, you can pretty much close anytime you want. So to me, that's the best thing about the networking and the leadership. And I know my Kentucky team, we have turned over every member since 2021 as far as our leadership team. So basically we have to interview other people for it, and it's a leadership and networking opportunity that you'll get more out of it if you put more into it.
Vince, I love that description. It takes a village to, you know, run an SAP ecosystem. I once heard someone say it takes a kingdom to run an SAP ecosystem, which I think I also agree with. I'd love to hear from you, you know, as a, you know, a relative, you know, you mentioned some of the larger chapters, including the Philadelphia chapter, which Linda is a part of. How do you maintain a consistent growth and attendance among your folks in your chapter? And how do you gin up interest in and what you all are doing each year?
Well, I mean, I know our chapter, we have a lot of the same attendees that they will come no matter what the content is. And that's really nice to have your loyal members that come no matter what. And then a lot of times, and I've taken a lot of ideas from some of the other chapters, and that's why being part of the chapter chair leadership, you get to hear what other chapters are doing to increase attendance. And I'll take a couple of those off their plate and say, okay, let me try and apply them to the Kentucky chapter to see if we can get more in attendance, because we would like to grow a little more. So to me, that's things that we're fortunate to have. Our last meeting we had in February, we actually had a bulk of our loyal members, but we had folks from one of our speakers flew in from California to Lexington, Kentucky to speak. She was an SAP person, and then we had several from Indianapolis that drove down 3.5 hours. A couple from Nashville that drove up 3.5 hours because of our content. So that's nice that we can reach outside the borders of the state of Kentucky and attract other members to our meeting.
I completely agree. I love that. Linda, let's go to you. Same sort of question, you know, chapter level, on the communities level, a chair. You've done really a lot of things in the ASUG ecosystem. What are some of the main differences that you've seen amongst those opportunities?
From a chapter perspective, like I said, first and foremost, a lot of it is, face-to-face. So that to me is a big benefit. When I was at the Philadelphia chapter leading that, I'm not a technical person, and I pride myself, even though I report up to the chief digital technology officer, I'm the most technically challenged person you're going to find in the room. So I was always kind of adamant that we had to have tracks. So for us, we did have tracks, Vince. So it was, but I felt that we had to have be equal to like a technology tracks versus functional tracks. Because if I'm a business person, you've lost me pretty quick, right? And probably equally, not all the technical people really understand what the business needs are. So I think that's always a great mixture. And we had a great advantage over other chapters, is that we used to host our meetings at SAP's Newtown Square.
Oh, yeah.
Facility. So we had access to, some would say unfairly, but we always had a free venue to go to. And then with our sponsors, we would host, the lunches, and then we'd host whatever would happen afterwards. So we did, it probably might have been, people thought that was unfair. I thought it was perfect.
That's a true home field advantage.
Right. Oh, yeah, it definitely was. And the other home field advantage was that I had access to SAP resources that were in that building.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So instead of flying in, they could just take the elevator down to the space.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Or they had to drive from their house that day and work in the office or something like that, But, yeah, so I did have – that part was awesome. So I think, the big difference I see in the chapter, and maybe it's because with the community, how we're morphed and we've kind of figured out what we're doing, still trying to probably figure out what we're going to be. It's your planning, like, because our community is really the S4 ERP system. And anyone who knows SAP knows that that's pretty bold, right? That's everything. So it's really, how do you focus, like what to focus on, how do you focus on it, and how do you get that content in? So to me, that's much harder than at the chapter level.
Yeah. And as someone who's been covering S4 from an editorial perspective, I know that when you talk about even an implementation project, there are so many different routes that you could go through, all the way from how do you build your business case to how do you manage, a change management program so you can get everyone bought in. And so you're right. It is such a broad topic, because it is, sort of, I don't want to say it's the main offering, but it is sort of the biggest thing what SAP offers right now. So,
right. It is. So it's much more complicated, I guess, in trying to figure all that out. But I think they both have good plays, right? So it just depends on where you want to play. Like, I played in the chapter for so long. And then when we had the old communities, the different, the special interest groups, that's when I got involved in, you know, in the into the communities at that point. And for me, it was just a personal choice that I felt I had done what I wanted to do at a chapter level, that now it was time for me to move to the community level and kind of move up a little bit, I guess we'd say, in the volunteer career progression, and look at it differently, right? So that's why I decided to make that switch to community.
That's great. Travis, you know, we started with you, and now we're going to end with you. So a nice little bookend. You know, what sort of goes into what goes into the planning of how you're involved in ASA? What are some of the differences and hurdles that you've seen? I'd love to pick your brain on that.
Well, thank you, and I don't know if I'm a great person to start and end with, but I'll do my best. Echoing a lot of what Vince and Linda said, content is key, putting on a good event. It's got to be attractive for the community, for the members. We're also always trying to get new members, outreach. I mean, I'll reach out to companies that are ASEG members and a lot of their staff don't even know that they are. So we're always trying to grow the chapter, make sure people know about ASUG, know about us and things like that. And then I think all of our chapters, we sort of have like different challenges. So Southern California, I believe we're considered small as well, similar to Vince. So, you know, one of our challenges may be just maintaining and growing attendance, where, you know, a bigger chapter like Philadelphia, you're like, you know, if you didn't have access to the SAP offices, you're like, okay, well, where can I get a big enough space? We need more presentations, more tracks. You also need more money, right? So more sponsors and things like that. So, and I've been to a lot of different chapters around the country. You know, I see the soul of ASUG being very consistent. What I just mentioned, we all have different challenges running it. I've been really, really impressed by a number of different chapters' leadership teams. Like, they really inspire me to try to be the best I can be, or at least sort of live up to their standard, because I see these chapters where the leadership team is just really passionate, and it's just so easy for everyone to be engaged. And I've always been like that, just as a human being, whether I was in school or work or networking, you know, even if it's a topic like I don't really like or understand, like if the speaker's passionate, I'm hooked, you know, it's just really easy to gravitate towards. So, but back to your original question, I mean, maintaining and growing, and we're definitely in a lot better place than we were right after COVID. It was sort of like, you know, we were like resuscitating chapters, like CPR, like trying to get them back to life. And I feel ASUG as a whole, like we've gotten back to and even exceeded where we were pre-COVID.
That's great to hear. I will pass that on to Jeff, because I know that's something he wants very much to hear from both our volunteers and our members. Thank you so much for this great conversation. It's really remarkable what you all as ASUG volunteers do. And I think I said it earlier, you all are sort of the lifeblood of this organization. So thank you for all your hard work. And thank you so much for sitting down and talking with me through what you all do at ASUG.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you again to our guests for sharing their perspectives about ASUG. Be sure to keep an eye out for more ASUG talks in the near future.